Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steppenwolf bringing us back. 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rich Galen is our guest. Rich is the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right, as he says. His website is Mullings, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com, where you can find his twice-weekly cyber column, and I encourage you to check it out. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, Rich, one of the things I wanted to talk about in this segment are the scandals that I'm very concerned about. I'm very upset about some of these. Benghazi, I'm still upset about that. The IRS scandal, things like that. But before we get to those in a minute, this Obamacare rollout is its own scandal. And here's the thing that gets me: the Democrat Party, the Obama administration, the Obama machine, can slice and dice a national electorate within an inch of its life. If they find somebody in Florida, if they get a notion, if somebody in Florida twitches a little bit away from their point of view and during the election, they know somebody in Ohio who can call that guy and get him back into shape. If they can do that and they can win national elections the way they've done by using technology, by using ones and zeros, they can't build a website?
I don't know what went wrong with this. You're correct. I actually studied what they've done, and starting with the electoral piece of that, as you properly put it, they would run, I think somebody told me, up to 60,000 simulations a night. They would run.
Yeah.
They would run language patterns against the big data that they'd collected. You know, they knew.
Yeah.
Knew what you knew. They know what kind of coffee you like. And they would simply spit out how many, you know, which one was the best way to do that. But this is different. This is building a database. And somebody said, well, why didn't they just hire somebody like Google? I said, well, first of all, you know, Google would scoop up everybody's name, and the next thing you know, you'd be served Blue Cross ads. Nobody would trust
Rich,
Google to do that.
Rich, you know how big my organization is. We have built this, my organization, we have people who work with us. We have done, on a smaller scale, what they've done. It's not that complicated.
You just add water. That's right. The most complicated thing that I've done on a government website was apply for one of those pre-cleared, you know, things.
Yeah.
For the airport. And that's a pretty complicated, you know, a form that you've got to fill out. And it tells you if you made a mistake. It makes you go back.
Harder
than that is, I'll tell you, the guys that should have done it, the guys that developed the database for starting the clearance process.
Right.
Because that is very long, very involved, and it does look for errors, and it'll send you back to where you made the error. So they had the capacity to do this, but I think this is one of those things that this is why people are afraid of, you know, nationalized healthcare. It's because this was done by HHS, and they don't
right.
do this very much. I mean,
well,
it's easy. How old are you? 66. Okay. You want it or not? Yeah. Okay. You got it.
Well, yeah. And the thing is that this was but instead of this being completely clear to everyone on the planet how bad this thing has been put together from Alpha to Omega, it's now, maybe now that the dust has settled on the budget thing, maybe all that will come to pass. But so
no,
we've got the Obamacare. You don't think so?
No, I think that wave has passed under us.
Well, but
that's
still
one of those things you got to start paddling ahead of time and get on the front edge of the wave so you can ride it into the shore.
But Rich, this isn't going to go away because you and I still have to get on this thing. I mean, this is not like old news. This is like, you know, as much as I hate to say it, this isn't like Benghazi where, you know, those guys have been gone for a year now and that's not part of my life. This is going to continue to be part of our life. But I want to move over, though. All these other scandals. Is the IRS going to go away? Is the NSA going to go away? Is Benghazi, God forbid, going to go away?
Yeah, I think, you know,
Has he survived these?
The capacity for Americans to focus on one of these things is, you know, at the best about 10 days, unless there's new information. I mean, that's one of the reasons. This is one of the reasons why, in the public relations, public affairs business, we always say, get it all out in advance, get it all out at once. Everything that you think is going to be found, get out ahead of it, tell it, you know, and say, I apologize for this, I'm sorry, I didn't know that Twitter, you know, you weren't supposed to say bad words on Twitter, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing that happens is it drips out, and then what happens, they repeat everything that happened before. So unless there's new information about trying to get on Obamacare, this, as far as an editor is concerned, this is just old news. Okay, it's not working? Yeah, we know that. So what's the new news? You got to find new news.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, I'm not trying to get a pound of flesh, but it does upset me that the IRS thing happened, that they've been snooping around and misusing that power, and that Benghazi happened.
And it's the IRS is the ones that are supposed to enforce.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Exchanges.
Yeah.
Well,
the other
answer is to turn to get to be old enough to be on Medicare, and then you'll hear.
That's true. Immigration. I've got 30 seconds. Is immigration going to happen next?
It will happen. I just don't think it's going to happen. I'm wrong about these things all the time, but I don't think it's going to happen until most of the filing deadlines have passed next year. So I think they'll keep messing around with it for another
filing deadlines.
Yeah, so that members aren't afraid of being attacked from either their left or their right.
You mean filing deadlines for members of Congress?
For members of Congress,
yes,
to run for re-election.
Because I thought maybe I'd missed a deadline or something when you said that. I was. I thought maybe it was my. I'd missed some filing deadline or something. Hey, Rich, give us a web.
You missed a filing deadline. The government could find you for that.
That's a scary thought for me missing a congressional filing deadline. So give us your website again, Rich.
Mullings, MULLINGS .com.
Thanks for being here, Rich. Come back soon.
You bet.
See you next time. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.